let's start again. So today is the 26th of October 2018, the 17th of Marchesh, Tavshin Ayin Tes, and we are learning the Perek Vav of Parshas Midbar, Parshas Naso, having to do with the mitzvah of Nazir, followed by the mitzvah of Birchas Kohen. So the So Nazir is really highlighted by a philosophical machlokas of, is this considered a good idea or is this considered not a very good idea? So I think we took a poll in the beginning when we discussed do we think it's a good idea to be a Nazir or not, and I think we had an overwhelming majority that said that, oh yeah, that it's not a good idea. That's why he brings a Korban Chatas, was he did something which was wrong. So that machlokas bears itself out in machlokas Rishonim, and really it actually seems to appear as a machlokas in the Gemara. Now, we normally have a rule on Mefarshim Day that we stick to people that are on the page. If that would be the case, we would be somewhat one-sided in our approach. So we'll start with on the page, but then there is a... I'll quote the Rambam who disagrees. So the could start in Pasuk Yudalit in verse 4. Well, the Ramban actually appears, I saw, in different texts in different places. Pasuk Yudalit, it already talks about the Korban Chatas, right? Chatal and Efesh. And then Pasuk Yudalit also says V'kriv es Korban Ovid, that he's going to bring his Korban, the Kevet Minot Tamim Melelelab, Kevet Chatas, Pashna Satimach Chatas, Ba'el Chat Tamid Shlamim. He's going to bring a Chatas at that point. So at least in my edition of the Mikra Gedolos here, the Ramban is quoted on that pasuk. It says, "V'tama chatas." Why is it that he's bringing a chatas? She yakrev a nazir biyom ales yimei nizero. On the day he concludes his nazirus, it doesn't explain. Now, the text that the Ramban is going off of is not talking about the yimei melos yimei nizero. Rather, it's talking about his kapara for becoming tamei during his yimei nizero. But yet, it seems, as I think Sam pointed out, right, that maybe it's just that he's ending that and beginning a new one and doing it all again. I mean, the korbanos are very similar from one to the other. So the Ramban takes license to discuss even the Melos Yimei Nizro. So what does he say there? He says, "Valderach Hapshat ki ish hazeh chotei nafsho b'melos haniziris." That this person is sinning by completing his nazirus. Ki hu ata nazir mikdusha sobos, he is now sanctified. He is separate. He's got sanctity. Va'odos, he has separated himself to do Kedushas Hashem, or actually now he is leaving his special Kedusha that he has. V'roi ha'alo shi'azi olam, that it really would be beneficial for him to be a Nazir always. V'yamod kol yam of Nazir v'kadosh eluhav, and to stay his entire days as a Nazir and sanctified to Hashem. As the Pasuk tells us in Amos, v'akim b'bneichem l'nevim u'mibachoreichem l'nazirim, that are going to establish for your children Nevim, and for your great ones will be Nazirim. That we actually go, and we quoted this Pasuk, I think, in the last parak as well, that Nazirim is seen in the, at least in the Pasuk in Amos, as being like a good thing, right? Hishro saw kasal v'navi, like compared to a navi. Kol yamei nizro kodeshu l'Hashem v'nei hu tzarech kapara b'shuvu l'hitamei b'tavos ha'olam, and therefore he needs a kapara because he is now returning from his lofty status and re-engaging in the taivos and re-engaging in the enjoyments of this world. So that is the Ramban as he appears here, which is a little different than what we're used to. We have all perhaps been brainwashed by the Rambam. Now, it's not always the case that the Rambam seems to have such an appeal over the Ramban, but I'm not sure why it is in this case. But the Rambam appears in Shmona Prakim. He actually appears in the Mor Nevuchim, sort of as siding with the Ramban, actually. That's sort of talking about it being a higher sanctified status, and he doesn't talk there about bringing the Chatas, but in the Shmona Prakim, which is his introduction to Pirkei Avos, and perhaps most famously here in Hilchos Deos, he quotes the Nazir as being not such a good idea. So,
in Garden of Eden, God tells Adam that he's supposed to take advantage of everything.
Okay. Well, I don't know, supposed to. You're permitted to. Is he supposed to or permitted to?
I think he's supposed to, but except for the tree of knowledge. He's supposed to.
Okay. That would be a Maimonidean reading. The Ramban might disagree. The Ramban perhaps would say, you know, you take whatever you need, and of them you're allowed to, and you're permitted to, and you'll be considered a good boy if you do. But to be on a higher, lofty status, so perhaps you need to even separate yourselves from things that are permitted to you. But the Rambam is perhaps what we're more used to, as the Rambam says, that lest a person say, meaning that all the, that if I have these traits of kina, taiva, kavod, chiyotzvaham, right, getting honor and jealousy and desires and things like that, that that sends a person from the world. So therefore, this person is going to say, I'm going to separate myself and be a total ascetic, right? Achelo yocha basar v'leisha, I won't eat meat, I won't drink wine, v'le yusi, I won't marry, v'le yishu b'dira na'a, v'le yilbash ma'abash na'an, I won't dress nicely, el asakva tsemer, I'll just wear sackcloth and things like that, could go b'hani, like the kohani of the kohabim, like the priests of the Avodah Zarah. Maybe I'll be like them. Gamzed derech ra, says the Rambam. That's also not considered bad. The asur leilach ba, and you're prohibited to go in that way. The hamahalach b'derech zu, and if you go in that way, nikrachoti, you're called a sinner. And what's my proof, says the Rambam? Shereihu omer b'nazir, b'kipar olam yasher chata al hanefesh, that it says by the Nazir that he has to gain a kapara for the fact that he sinned against his flesh. Amru chacham l'mayim nazir, Shiloh perish el mina yayin sarach kapara, and the Chachamim said, meaning it's a Gemara Maseches Tainis, which we'll get to in a second, that they said, that a Nazir only separated himself from his wine, he still requires a kapara. Hamoneya atzam mikol davar v'davar alachas kam v'kam. If he separates himself from everything, how much more so he's going to need a kapara? Therefore, the Chachamim commanded, I'm not sure where this command was, but the Chachamim commanded, says the Rambam, that man won't stay away, except for those things which the Torah prohibits, and that he would not prohibit to himself by way of vow and oath things that are permissible. As the Chachamim taught, lo dayecha masha asr Torah el sha'ata osr lecha dvarim acherim. Is it not enough that the Torah prohibited things to you, such that you need to prohibit more things to you? Right. So that is clearly the attitude that perhaps we came into this room thinking today. Right. That we take advantage of the things that are permissible to us. So we have here a clear machlokas Rambam versus Ramban.
Well,
good so far. Yeah.
Step back though. What is the purpose then of a person becoming a Nazir?
That's a good point. Good question.
Why would one?
So the Rambam would tell you, because it's necessary sometimes. That sometimes he also talks about that you need to really achieve a golden mean, and sometimes that means going to an opposite extreme in order to get yourself back to the middle. So the Rambam would either say, he just feels personally that he needs to do something, or you see the sota, right, as we introduced this parak about, you see the sota and their embarrassments, and then you go to the other extreme. Why are you doing that? Because you see what the licentious leads to, and perhaps you led that way of life, and perhaps why are you there? Because you knew that sota, and you knew, yeah, and you had something to do with her. So therefore you say, you know what, let me go to the other extreme. And that's what I think the Rambam would say. Is that, but yet, the fact that you had to do it
right.
Also is indicating that you weren't in a good place before.
Right.
Okay?
I'm doing it as a correction, as a, correct.
Right. Okay, you're right, you're right. It would be a corrective action, but you still would bring the chatas because it's something that you need to do, or that correction required something that wasn't appropriate. So the truth is, this is known most famously as the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. It really is machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara in Maseches Tainis tells us that Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, that Amar Shmuel, Shul makes a comment, call Yoshi b'tainis nikras chote. Anybody who sits and fasts is called a sinner. So savar ki aitana. So Shmuel must have held like the following tana. Tani Rebbe Eliezer, akaf of Rebbe Yomer. Ma tam lomer, why does it say, v'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh? Why does it say that the Kohen, this is referring to the Nazir, that the Kohen is going to gain an atonement for him? V'chibe'ez nefesh chata zeh. Why, in what way, which soul did this Nazir sin? El shet seer atzo min hayayin. Rather, because he kept himself, he abstained from wine. And therefore, now we jump in and say, that this guy, this Nazir, only separated himself from wine. He's already called a sinner. Somebody who keeps himself away from everything, meaning one who fasts regularly, how much more so he's going to be called a sinner. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Ezra Kafir, which seems to be the same approach as the Rambam. However, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, no, Nikra Kodesh. Kaddosh, that somebody who fasts regularly to atone for his sin is called a kaddosh, is called a holy person. Shemar kaddosh, yeah, gadil perasa arusho. That, again, referring to the Nazir, The Nazir will be called Kadosh, and he will let the hair grow long. This person only abstained from wine is considered a Kadosh. Person who keeps himself away from all other things, how much more so? So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, how does Shmuel then understand it, that he's called a Kadosh? Sahu agidil perakai. That's talking about the hair. I mean, the hair is considered Kadosh, but the Nazir is not. And I, Rebbe Eliezer, Hanikri, called a sinner. Hahu desayiv nafshe. That's because he was a sinner. He actually looks at the Pasuk and sees what the Pasuk was talking about. The Pasuk was talking about somebody who became Tameh. So about, yeah, he became Tameh. That's why he's called a sinner. But otherwise, the act of the Naziris itself does not make him a sinner. Now, he does still bring a chatas at the end, that's what the Pasuk says, but he would say, yeah, but he's not called a sinner then. There's other people also that bring a chatas, and we wouldn't accuse them that they sinned. Who is the most famous person to bring a chatas, not an individual, a famous category of people that they bring a korban chatas, even though we would not say what they're doing is sinning? Although everybody tries to figure out why in the world we bring a chatas. I'm sure we've given drushes about this in the past. Right? The Yoledas, a woman who gives birth. A woman who gives birth has to bring a korban chatas. Why should she bring a korban chatas? So there are many drushes to try to figure out why it is. What did she do? Why are we having her bring a chatas? But a korban chatas is not synonymous necessarily with a person sinning.
It seems like they're both right.
So Bruce says they're both right.
They're both right.
Ah.
Because it's not it's not a state that you want to be in. It's a state that's become...
I don't think that's a fair.
It's not because of a sin; it's because of some lacking.
Yeah, that's what the Rambam would say. I don't think the Ramban would agree with that. Right? And I want to make a case that that's what the Gemara means.
Yeah, when you do that, it's an elevated status.
I don't think the Ramban is saying that. The Ramban is saying that the Ramban didn't say what the Gemara said. The Ramban didn't say you bring a chatas because you sinned by becoming tummy. The Ramban said you bring a chatas because you're not going to be a Nazir anymore. You don't need to be a Nazir anymore.
I agree with that. You're not bringing it because you sinned. You didn't commit a sin, but you had some lacking within yourself.
But that's not what the Ramban holds. The Ramban holds that a person becomes a Nazir to become more Kadosh. That's the end of the story.
Because he
didn't say because. You're adding. You're putting words in.
He's at a lower level.
Who says he's at a lower level?
He's at a lower level.
He's at a higher level, and therefore he's decided to take it into a higher level. The Ramban doesn't say that. You can't put those words in. I don't think that's what he meant. If you said, the Ramban, did you mean that? I think he'd throw you out the window. Either that, or he would turn the air conditioning down.
He's saying that it's a higher state than...
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he's saying straight up. Now, there are people that try to then merge them together. And that's what you'd like to get to. So, number one, there is a comment that the Sforno makes. The Sforno is a little earlier. The Sforno is Pasuk Ches. So, Pasuk says, it's Kol Yimei Nizro, Kadosh Hu LaHashem, right? Verse 8, that all the days of his Nazirus, he's going to be considered sanctified. So comes the Sforno and says, what does it mean, Kadosh Hu LaHashem? Yiske l'or b'orachayim, he'll be zoche to light, v'lios muchan u'lahavin u'lahoros k'roya l'kedushay hador. And he will be prepared and fit like the sanctified of the generations. V'lazen nira shekivan Elkanah ba'amru. And perhaps this is what Elkanah meant when he said, ach yikim Hashem estvaro, that Hashem will fulfill... Oh, I'm actually doing the wrong Sforno. Oops. That's the wrong Sforno. I'm sorry. We'll get to that in a second. But turn back to Pasuk Gimel. I'm sorry. So Pasuk Gimel, it says, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir. That says, from wine and from sheichar, he will stay away from. So Rashi, the Sforno makes a comment here, Lo yisagef atzmo b'tzom. That you're not he's not afflicting himself by fasting. Shememayit melecha shemayim kedivrayim. Because then he is minimized, by fasting, he would be minimizing the melecha of the heavens. As they said. Who's the as they said? What are they talking about? So he's actually pointing to the Gemara in Tainus about 20 lines further down. That on the next page, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, so the same Shmuel quotes his comment again. Right? Shmuel there is quoted, I'm sorry, it's not Shmuel. There, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Reish Lakish. Ein Tamar Chacham Rishai Leish Betanis. That a Tamar Chacham is not allowed to fast. Right? This is the part of the discussion: is it good or is it bad to fast? The Tamar Chacham is not allowed to. Why? Because he diminishes the work of heaven. What's it talking about that he's diminishing the work of heaven? So Rashi explains, because he's going to be fasting, it's going to weaken him, and he's not going to be able to do the things that he's supposed to do. He's not going to be able to learn. He's not going to be able to, concentrate appropriately. But what's he saying, though? He's saying, yeah, that's a person fasts. But what about becoming a Nazir? Yeah, Nazir's not so bad. That's what the Sforno says. So Sforno says, yeah, that's if a person fasts. Right? He's not imposing pain upon himself. He's just separating himself from wine. Then that will minimize his desires immensely and diminish his... Well, Yetzer, his desire. But he's not going to become weakened at all. So Sforno is sort of taking a little bit of a middle road, but he does seem to be advocating. He seems to be advocating on the pro Nazir side, right? He's saying, yeah, even though the Gemara seemed to compare the fasting and the Nazirus, he says it's not. It's almost really against the Pshat of the Gemara, right? The Gemara put the two of them together, saying, "I'm going to separate them." Saying, yeah, a fasting is bad because on the further Gemara, because that actually weakens a person, but. But just ignoring, not taking part of the benefits of the world, of the luxury of the world, that's okay. So this is Sforno. As long as you get what you need to get, we're not going to let you get. We're not going to be upset when you go ahead and become a Nazir. That's the possibility of the Sforno adds. But then there's one more thought which I think sort of puts them together, and that is in the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim actually appears in Pasuk Beis. We've gone backwards today, but now in Pasuk Beis, in sort of his introduction to the Perek. So he picks up, the Or HaChaim picks up on a little bit of a strange language, although it seems like this comes up a lot in the Torah. I don't know if we darshan it out every time, but he points to Pasuk Beis. Daber, Vayidaber, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber, Hashem L'Shel Emor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleihem. So those are we hear that a lot, right? Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. So says the Or HaChaim here. I don't know if he darshens it out every other time the Torah says this, but at least here is a difference between diber and amor. What is the difference between diber and amor? Diber means to speak, and amor means to talk or say. Right. So comes this Or HaChaim and says, Kafel HaKasel Lomer, Davar V'Yamarta. Gam Shina L'Shona Ulai She'Chavim L'Shnei Minin Nazir. He divides the language up between the two types of Nazirus. There's two types of Nazirs. She'echa Meshubach Mechavera. One of them is more praiseworthy than the other one. V'hu Nazirus Kahu She'amru B'Nadarim She'amru Shem Natzadik. And that is the most praiseworthy of Nazirus is like that which was mentioned in Meseches Nadarim of Tes Amud Beis, where Shem Natzadik says, Miyamai Lo Achalti. From my days I never ate from a Korban Ashram of a Nazir. I'm filling in the words here, even though the Rechaim doesn't have it here. Elapam. It also says V'chulei, but except for one time. What was that one time? It doesn't tell you the story here, but the story has to do, because there was one time I was in the base of this is Shimon HaTzadik talking, so he was the Kohen Gadol. So one time I was in the base of Migdash, and this person showed up, and he had such beautiful, nice hair. And I said to him, and he's coming to become a Nazir, meaning he's coming to end his Nazirus. And I said to him, why are you ending your Nazirus? You have such beautiful hair, right? Why did you become a Nazir? Really, why did you become a Nazir in the first place, is really what he was asking him. Right, you have such beautiful hair. He says, you know what? And it's interesting. He says, I never knew anything about it. Then one time I was a shepherd, and I chased my sheep someplace, and I came across a pond, came across water, and I saw my reflection in the water. Right? People didn't see the reflection so often. I saw my reflection in the water, I saw such beautiful hair, and I was concerned that because of my beautiful hair, I might become a Baal Gaivin, and I might go and seek sin. I might go, you know, run. The Gemara there doesn't say exactly what sin he's referring to, but you know, we can imagine what sin he's referring to. I go and seek sin. The Yitzhar would get a hold of me. So therefore, I want to become a Nazir in order to then shave my head, and then I would no longer have that sin. He talks about a little more, like, you know, what's more important, this world, next world, and he had this conversation with the Yitzhara. He says, you're trying to get me to sin, and I'm nothing, I'm just a body in this world that's going to turn back to, you know, it's going to turn into the ground and be eaten by worms, but my goal is really about the next world, and therefore I'm going to beat you, Yitzhara, and I'm going to become a Nazir, and therefore shave my hair off and not be involved in such things. So,
Nazir shave or
something? A nazir grows his hair and then shaves at the end.
Oh.
So, right, why couldn't he just take a nether to shave? I don't know. But that's what the Gemara describes. So the Gemara comments that Shimon HaTzadik then kissed him and said, okay, I'm going to eat from your korban, right? That's a good nazir, right? He's doing it for the right reasons, right? Lazeh amar davar keneged shar naziris, as opposed to other naziris. Lazeh amar davar keneged shar naziris. The word davar or diber speaking is to the other naziris. V'amarta keneged naziris hamu'ula. While amarta is referring to the good nazirim, or the best nazirim. V'lazeh kefalom nazir alzir la Hashem. Therefore, we have the double language as well. Nazir la hazir, because there's two types of naziris. But one person who does it because they have some need to, I mean some, like it's really religiously better for them, and some people do it, I don't know, to show off. I'm not sure, he doesn't get into what the other, what the not as good motivations are, but you know, we can have fun trying to come up with what could those other possibilities be. But anyways, that's the distinction that the Or HaChaim makes. Perhaps one could then plug that into the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, or maybe they would both still disagree with each other, but they would both agree with the idea that the Or HaChaim presents, and that is the Nazir issue. Okay, questions, comments, observations? Got it? All right, so one other... Yeah, we pointed this out in Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13. We pointed out in Rashi. Rashi makes a point about this. It says, "V'zos Torah Sanazir." This is the story of the Nazir. "B'yom Melos Yemei Nizro Yavi Oso." So, what does Yavi Oso mean? But how does it translate Yavi Oso in verse 13?
To the
entrance. What? No, Yavio So is El Pesach HaMoed is to the entrance. What's Yavio So?
He shall bring him.
He shall bring him. Who's the he and who's the him?
He shall bring himself.
Yes. Right. Right. Oh, so the article translated is he shall bring himself?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what Rashi explains. Yavio Satsu, he will bring himself. Right, what does it mean that he'll bring himself? So I think in the book, What's Bothering Rashi, so I didn't see, I expected this to be in the Sifsei Chacham here, but he doesn't make that comment. He brings himself because he might not, sort of on the Ramban side, doesn't want to end his Naziris. He's become a sanctified person, but he's got to like force himself to sort of end the Naziris period. That is a suggestion of what Yavioso means. The Sforno expands it a little bit further. He says, Yavioso, hu Yaviasatz, right? He brings himself. Vezeki amnum ki akariv el mi sheichadish davar biatzmo nemar shu muva el hamachadish bo ayide nichbon mimenu. That whenever a person has to enter a new status or go through a new thing, he has to be brought there by somebody that is more important than him. What does that mean? Well, therefore, it says by the Mitzorah, that by the Tumas and Tara, so it says, Vuval HaKohen, Uvesot Vehi Via Ishal Ishta, that it needs to be brought. The man brings the woman, or he's brought to the Kohen by somebody. Right? The things that he's brought to Hashem. He's brought places. The Benazir, but by the Nazir, Yechudash Bo Giluach, he is. He is now going to get his shaving. Uva yafach liishacher, and he who has turned into another person or will be turned into another person. A nichbon mimenu sheyaviu. He doesn't have to have somebody bring him. Aval hu yavias atzmo. But the assumption is that he's gone through this period of time, and now he's become a different person. He's become sanctified enough that he doesn't have to be forced to bring, or doesn't have to be coerced to bring by somebody else. He's willing to go by himself. Now again, that pops you right in the middle of the Ramban and Rambam, so to speak. Right, the Ramban. Would say, yeah, but he's still a chat, right? If he's bringing a chat, that's because he's exiting the Naziris, he's losing the status, so how does that fit in with that language? So the Rambam would say, yeah, right, he's trying to end it. He should be trying to get himself to the end, etc. So, all right, that's a different pshat than how I understand Yavi Oso. Okay, now, for some, now we go straight from the period of Naziris into the story of Birchas Kohanim. Why is Birchas Kohanim following Naziris? So I'm not sure we have a great explanation for that. In fact, when we started this...
But how is Naziris so, if that person is being brought...
I should have said V'habah. The simplest explanation is Ba'al HaKohen. He comes to a Kohen. right? So he will bring himself. What is that language? So the Sfarno is suggesting that instead of other cases where a Kohen has to bring him, or the husband has to bring her, things like that, he could bring himself. And he's now a new person. He's ready to go to the Beis HaMikdash on his own. Now we did have, when we started learning Perek Hay, we did have some, maybe it was the Ramban that explained the whole order here, as to how you go from the counting of the people to the various things. But I'm not sure he included Birchas Kohen in
the transition to Kohen, because they give the needs to take them all.
Okay, maybe. Maybe, okay. Right, don't think you're just giving them all this meat to eat, you're also getting brachas from them. Now, maybe, okay, so now, keep in mind, though, that we try to take pains to say that we're not really getting brachos from them. Actually, the Rashbam clearly says, Ko tevarchu es b'nei Yisrael, this is how you shall bless b'nei Yisrael, but kolomar lo tevarchu mevirchas pichem ka'adam she'omer tevuasel l'rosh ploni kach v'kach. Not like you're giving a bracha from your own mouth, that you're just giving something out. Elai tispa'alu she'avrechem ani, avrechem ani. Rather, you're really davening that I should bless them. And that's a key point of Birchas Kohanim. It's not that the Kohanim are giving a bracha, it's that they are directing a bracha from Hashem, or perhaps even asking Hashem that the bracha should go to the people. So, continues the Ramban, and says, yeah, Kfar Yiskart B'Seidi Rahi B'Yom HaShmini, Kitziva Es Aron L'Seisis Yodav Ela Amal V'Arach Usam B'Yom HaHu, that they were commanded to give a bracha on that day. The Kan Tziva L'Doros L'Aron, here comes the command for all generations, L'Aron U'Levanav U'Perish HaBracha She'Varach U'Pam. It also gives them the bracha which they shall make the bracha with. Now if you recall, we had a halacha this year on that, when it says, or maybe it was the end of Shmuel, two times, it says they gave a bracha, and the machlokas were shown whether they gave a bracha or not, and perhaps even Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha. Now, Moshe is not a Kohen, so what's going on there? Is Moshe appropriate that Moshe gave a bracha or not? And what about Aaron? So I don't remember the whole story there, but perhaps this is what that is alluding to. But anyways, V'kan tziva l'doros l'Aaron l'vanov perish bracha shivarcha usam. V'skiru b'kamas ha-mishkan, kisham tziva Hashem es ha-bracha chayim ad olam. And references the establishing of the Mishkan, because that's when Hashem commanded the bracha. And just as we said, b'mikdash b'shem ha-meforsh v'dinam b'kinuyav, that in the base of Mikdash, it was given, it had the explicit name of Hashem, and in the Medina outside it was just nicknames. The Mikdash Hayu Omerim Osa Bracha Achas, Uvigvulin Sholosh Brachas. That in the base of Mikdash they would say one bracha, and in the Gvulin it would be three. Ki a bracha b'mikdash miyuchedes b'shem ha-miyuchad. Was the bracha in the base of Mikdash is miyuchad with the Shem ha-miyuchad. So that's the difference, meaning the base of Mikdash had the Shem ha-miyuchad and outside wasn't, but that's being commanded here. Now the Orach Chaim adds on and says, Pam Beis Lemor. That says, once again, he's picking up on this Lemor twice. Ve'edber Shem Moshe Lemor. The Bel Aron Vel Banav Lemor. Why did I have to say Lemor twice? So he says, Ulai ki chasha kasu lomer she'enu el rishus. Tamalomer Lemor. But I might have thought that maybe the Kohanim could do this whenever they wanted to, if they wanted to. Comes the Orach Chaim and says, no, it's a mitzvah. Ki mitzvah asehi Lemor. That is a mitzvah to do. Oh, Dirtza, Shalom La'aron Uvanav She'yu Az Benim Silvad Hum Mitzvah El Gam L'Doros. Not just for Aaron and his kids, but even for all generations. Therefore, an Od Nischavin Lashon Romus, Lomar Ki Mitzvah Zu Yesh Badavar Melcha Kaim Adavar, Gam Yesh Ba Mailu Kohanim Ki Abrachas Masar Mashem Biyadam. That it also raises the esteem of the Kohanim, that we recognize the higher level of the Kohanim as well. That's why there's two lemurs. So the Orach Chaim is suggesting three reasons why two lemurs. Also want to just point out, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So we'll get into a little bit more, I think, Musar Day. Rabbi Willig, in his introduction to one of his farm, has a beautiful understanding of the of how the brachos work, what's being accomplished with them. But just from what's on the page, what's Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha? So Rashi says, she's baruchu nischecha, nichsecha, that you will have increased nisachim, you'll have increased property, v'yishmerecha, that the shedim won't come and mess with your stuff. I mean, you're not going to be damaged because of the increased things which you have. That's what Rashi comments, and Orach Chaim picks up on that as well. The Orach Chaim says, hiktim abracha v'yachraka hashmira, lomar she'itzava Hashem shmira solem, l'fi erach abracha v'gdula, that the request is that the amount amount of bracha that you get, you should have the equal amount of shmir. You should have the equal amount of washing. If you have, if you're given a lot of stuff, you should have the proper amount of security in order to safeguard the stuff. That's number one. Number two, od yer shekol kachtia gedola bracha sheitzdarach Hashem l'shomracha. You should want so much that you will need the protection, right? It's not such a big deal to say, I'll leave my doors unlocked, right? What's anyone going to want from my house, right? But some people, right? So you should have enough such that you will need some amount of shmira. Number three, od yer shivracha v'lo yisobi v'ra mi'abracha, that you should have bracha and you shouldn't get any bad from the bracha. That shouldn't lead to any bad things. So with that in mind, we should all we could purchase our Powerball tickets over the weekend or whenever the next one is given out, right? And you can request not just the bracha but the shmira that will come along with it as well. That theme develops over the other two brachas as well. I will pick up with that a little bit, I guess, with Mr. Day or something. Okay, have a good Shabbat.